I'm John Moenkel with Radio On The Go Sports for Friday, October 27th. Here's what's happening today in football, second round of the playoffs in Class 1A. Number 10 Dyke, New Hartford will be at number 6, Sigourney, Keota. That'll air on 99 The Wave. The winner of that will get the winner of Pella Christian at number 1, Grundy Center. 8-player second round, number 4, Clarksville will host Iowa Valley. That'll air on 104.9 KLMJ. The winner will get the winner of number 8, Central City at number 6, Gladbrook-Rhinebeck. In cross country, the 1A state championships are at Kennedy Park at Fort Dodge. Results can be found at radioonthego.com. The number 10 and 1A Dyke New Hartford football team will travel to number 6 and 1A Sigourney Keota for tonight's second round playoff game. The Cobras are 8-1 and advanced with a 52-7 win over West Central Valley in last week's playoff opener. They've won 8 straight since a season opening loss to PCM. They run a rare single wing offense, which uses direct snaps and fake handoffs to confuse defenses. Dyke New Hartford head coach Don Betts says a key to defending Sigourney Keota is being sound in assignments.
The offense is based on some deception with that spinner back and guys crossing and whatnot. So you really have to be disciplined in how you approach the game as far as your players go. They've got to be dialed in, focused, know what their job is and take care of their little area of responsibility and have it all fit together to be able to stop these guys. I think they're the highest scoring team in the state of Iowa in Class 1A, if I'm not mistaken. They do a really good job.
The Cobras have scored 59 touchdowns this season, the most in Class 1A. Dyke New Hartford is 6-3 and advanced with a 51-6 win at Manson Northwest Webster last week. The Wolverine defense has been stout, giving up just over 6 points per game during its current 3-game win streak. Betts says his team will need to continue to play a physical brand of football, create turnovers, and have a diligent approach on offense.
2 years ago, we played them up at our place in the quarterfinals. They had some turnovers and we didn't, and I really think that was the difference in that game. So we've got to be able to take care of the football and hopefully take it away from them a little bit. Line of scrimmage, it always comes down to the line of scrimmage, which team's going to have the upper hand there. But for us, I think we have to be able to move the football and put some points up. We played well defensively all year, but these guys are a high-scoring outfit, and we're going to have to be able to score some points and match that a little bit.
The game will air on 99 The Wave with myself, John Moenkel, and Chad Bixby on the call. The Rolling Ford Road to the Dome warm-up show will begin at 6:15, followed by the kickoff at 7 o'clock. The winner will advance to the quarterfinals to take on either Pella Christian or number 1 and 1A Grundy Center. Number 1 and 1A Grundy Center football team will host Pella Christian for its second round playoff game tonight. It'll be a rematch of a 38-6 Spartan win in Week 3. The Spartans are 9-0 and advanced with a 50-14 win over Cascade in last week's playoff opener. A strong defense has given up no more than 14 points in a game all season and has multiple scoring threats on offense. Head coach Travis Zajac says as his team moves deeper into the playoffs, relying on talent and preparation becomes more important.
The more that we can just put pressure on the opponent, the better off we're going to be. Efficient offensively, you know, if we're ending drives with kicks, you know, whether that's an extra point, whether it's a field goal attempt, sometimes even a punt, you know, if we can keep driving the ball and putting pressure on the opponent that way, then defensively, being able to snuff out momentum as fast as we possibly can, that's going to serve us really well moving forward. That's really playoff football, especially once you get to the round of 16.
Quarterback Colin Gordon has the 4th best passer rating in Class 1A, and Tiernan Vokes has the 4th most receiving touchdowns in 1A. Pella Christian is 7-2 and advanced with a 43-0 win over Ogden last week. 3 running backs lead a potent rushing attack, led by Benny Schurz with 9 yards per carry. Trevor Veenstra has the 2nd most sacks in 1A. In the Week 3 game, the Eagles were held to just 61 rushing yards and committed 2 turnovers. The game will kick off at 7 o'clock p.m. at Spartan Stadium. The winner will advance to face either number 10 and 1A Dyke New Hartford or number 6 Sigourney Keota in the quarterfinals. The number 4 and 8-man Clarksville football team will continue its playoff march when they take on Iowa Valley in the second round of the playoffs tonight. The Indians began the playoffs with a 68-26 win over Turkey Valley last week. The offensive spark generates from its rushing attack that leads 8-player with 3,650 rushing yards and is tied for the most rushing touchdowns with 61. Head coach Darren Bolin says with tough opponents ahead, his team is focused on taking care of each opportunity and achieve the ultimate goal of reaching the Unidome.
It's one or done. You got to win to advance. So our kids are focused. You know, they do have a goal to hopefully get to the Dome. And, you know, it's within our grasp. So I think our kids understand that it is attainable, and they got to work extremely hard because everybody is going to be tough in the playoffs. You know, and one bad break can turn the momentum of a game, and we just got to make sure that we're taking care of the opportunities in front of us and really focus on ourselves.
Clarksville is led by senior running back McCade Bloker with 1,570 rushing yards, which is the fifth most in Iowa, and 27 rushing touchdowns, which is the fourth most. Kyvan Keelman leads the team with 84.5 tackles, which is the fourth most in 8 player. Iowa Valley won its first-round playoff game 78-77 at BGM last week. The Tigers feature a run-heavy offense while throwing at times. They're led by dual-threat freshman quarterback Nolan Kriegel with 952 passing yards and 13 touchdowns and 1,207 rushing yards and 20 touchdowns. Bolin says the Tigers are structured similarly to Clarksville, and the team will need to play physically.
They're a physical team, you know. They get after it. They kind of look like us a little bit on film. They get off the ball extremely well, and they'll get in your face, and they'll fly to the football. So we're definitely going to have to be disciplined on defense. They like to run the power like we do and have their quarterback run behind two blockers, and we're going to have to play good, sound defense and be physical with them to be able to come out on top.
The game will air on 104.9 KLMJ with the Rolling Ford Road to the Dome warm-up show beginning at 6:15 p.m., followed by the kickoff at 7 o'clock. The winner will advance to the quarterfinals against either number 6 Gladbrook Rhinebeck or number 8 Central City. The North Butler cross-country team will be represented by freshmen Addison Volker and Ezra Almaline at the 1A state meet today in Fort Dodge. Volker finished in the top 3 in all 8 of North Butler's regular season meets. She also won a Top of Iowa Conference title. She was also honored as a Top of Iowa First Team All-Conference runner. She placed first in the state qualifying meet in 20 minutes and 1 second to punch her ticket to the state meet. She says preparation for the meet has focused on staying fresh, and with mixed emotions ahead of her first state meet, she's grateful for the opportunity.
I've not been running too hard, nothing too crazy, just because most of the preparation's already been done throughout the season, and so just want to stay fresh and not be sore or anything when it comes to meet day. I'm just very grateful about everything, and I'm nervous going in because I've never been down to state, but I do know there's going to be a lot of girls and a lot of competition, but I'm also super excited and just hope to run my best that I can.
Almaline finished inside the top 10 in 6 of North Butler's 8 regular season meets. He finished in 11th place at the Top of Iowa Conference meet and secured a 5th place finish in 1832 at the state qualifying meet. He says a great offseason and consistent training during the season helped him progress on the course, and that he's ready to go out and give his best at the state meet.
During the summer, I put in a lot of miles, and that just got me a good start to the season, and I just kept consistent training throughout the season. And all meets weren't the best, but just stuck with it. I was definitely really excited, and yeah, I just was really looking forward to the state meet. I've been keeping the mileage lower this week just to keep my legs fresh. I'm just hoping to go out there and do my best. Just give it all for the last meet of the season.
The girls' meet will begin at 2 o'clock p.m., followed by the boys' meet at 2:45 at Kennedy Park in Fort Dodge. Find more sports at RadioOnTheGo.com and wherever podcasts are found. I'm John Moenkel reporting.